Yerushalmi Masters corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. Tani Mishayamid. Tani Mishayamid Areima Baroish Gagoi. The Brisa teaches now the Mishnah taught that for dried pomegranates, raisins, and carobs is after they've been made into piles. So the Brisa says it's when they've been made into piles on the roof for them to dry out. Rav Yonah boy Habasad Eloi. Rav Yonah asked well, that implies that if he dried them in the field, they wouldn't become obligated. It should say. Rabbi Chanina answers, no, it's teaching something extra, that even if he took them to his roof to dry, but he didn't make them into a pile, they are not completed and not obligated, and this is certainly the case in the field. The Mishnah taught onions is Misha Yafkilu, which means after their outer skins are stripped. This refers to after the bad skins and roots are removed. Tavua Mishi Yismarech, and the Mishnah taught that grains are after the pile has been smoothed. Rabbi Chananya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mindu Yishaper Ofri Dachwe. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Yochanan, says it's when the face of the pile has been leveled and smoothed. V'ha Tani Rabbi Yaakov Basisin Me'emasai Hu Toru Mesagoyrin Mishati Aker Ha'ala, I should say. Rabbi Yaakov Basisin asked a question from a Tesefta. When is Truma separated from the threshing floor? When the Ale is pulled out. The aloe is the utensil used to gather the produce into a pile. When gathering, he inserts into the pile, and when he pulls it out, the pile's work is complete. So according to the Tosefta, it doesn't depend on the later stage of smoothing the pile. The answer is the Mishnah refers to when he intends to smooth it, the Tosefta refers to when he does not. Tani avakoivehu mikvas v'toyum minakobo al she'inakobo. The Tosefta says, now when the Mishnah taught that the obligation for beans is after they've been sifted, the Tosefta says that once he's begun sifting, he may separate truma from the sifted for the unsifted beans. Amar Bilal, shekein derech ba'alei batim liyos machnisim l'seich bateihem mataima va'alafim va'irim oivdei ha'adoma belel chametz yoichlu. The Bilal says this is because once he has begun sifting, it's the way of people to bring home even the parts that are not sifted, so even non-sifted parts have become obligated. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chof Dalad, and the oxen and the young donkeys who work the soil shall eat enriched food, or literally food mixed together with earth, meaning that it's the way to eat even before sifting. Kavav Roshus HaHekdosh Upadav Ma'achashu Yochol L'Chomemenu B'Loikach, it should say. Then it should say, K'moy Shuloi Osa Ma'aseh Roshus HaHekdosh V'Ruchayev. If a person consecrated beans and sifted them and redeemed them, since they were edible without it, it's as if no action was done under the ownership of Hekdush and is obligated. Hezi v'v'chinna v'atani shila v'ekipa v'rushus ha-Hekdush, potter. V'v'chinna asked a question from a Tosefta. If a person consecrated the contents of a pit of wine and he filled and skimmed it whilst it was under the ownership of Hekdush, it's exempt. Am Rabiudan, taman yef shaloi shaloi shalai should say v'shaloi yikapech. Rabbi Yudin answered that there, since one cannot drink it without filling and skimming it, they're considered intrinsic to the process. But here, it's possible to use without sifting, as we mentioned in the earlier pasuk in the Shai Lamed Pasuk Chof Dalet, and the oxen and the young donkeys, etc.